You know, it's a very sad time around the mine. You know, to lose your income and lose your job is real traumatic. So it's a very painful decision for us.
Mike Ludlow is Executive Vice President of Oxbow's Mining Operations. Ludlow was on the management team that laid off 150 workers earlier this month. Today, he's giving a tour of operations in the Elk Creek mine that are still running. The mine is in the tiny town of Somerset, and many of the workers travel from other communities. The layoffs hit this coal country hard, and they come less than 2 years after the mine owner, Oxbow Mining, was granted permission to expand the Elk Creek operations. Still, Ludlow says miners were laid off because of dangerous working conditions. Part of the mine caught fire twice in the last year, and efforts to make it safer were unsuccessful.
With three mines, there's about 1,000 people employed, and it's real common to have one person working here and another brother at another mine, or a father that had worked here or still works here and a son. So it's a very close-knit community.
And now, dozens of miners are looking for work. They will be hard-pressed to find jobs that pay as well as Oxbow does.
I'm Doug Ashley. I'm a Delta County Commissioner. The coal mining jobs are wage incomes in Delta County that literally can't be replaced based on the other industries that we have.
According to Ashley, mining incomes can range $70,000 a year or more. When the mine announced the layoffs, some workers took to a community Facebook page searching for jobs. Some posted they had found work,
which probably will necessitate a move, which puts pressure on the real estate market. It's a ripple effect, so we're very concerned about that.
The miners received severance checks, a move Oxbow officials say is rare. Indeed, the entire coal mining sector is facing a number of challenges. Among these industry strains, according to the Colorado Mining Association, are new environmental regulations and high transportation costs for moving Colorado coal to international markets. Aspen Public Radio talked with Brad Goldstein, a spokesman for Oxbow Corporation, about the industry as a whole. He says higher costs and tighter government pollution rules did not play a role in letting go half of its workforce at Elk Creek.
Fortunately for us, that mine produces coal, which is low in mercury and low in sulfur, which is highly sought after.
And that, says at least one coal analyst, bodes well for mines in the near term and beyond. Andrew Moore is an editor of the Energy News Service, Platts.
The long view actually is bullish, both for domestic coal consumption and for overseas coal consumption.
The combination of high-quality coal and increasing demand will likely steer Oxbow's plans for the Elk Creek mine. It will take a sizable investment to continue mining profitably. Since the fires, costly mining equipment is sealed deep below the ground and laying idle. Estimates are that it would be as much as $80 million to replace it. Still, despite the layoffs, parts of the mine are operating.
So if you look up here to the right, we have our coal stockpiles. We've got two stacking tubes, and that allows us to segregate coal.
Again, Oxbow Mining Executive Vice President Mike Ludlow. He is hopeful.
Optimistically, I'd like to think that some of the employees that have been laid off would have opportunities coming back in the near future.
Given the time it takes to build new machinery and open up more sections to mining, any rehiring is likely more than a year off. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.